Welcome to your afterlife. I know. It always comes as a bit of a shock. One minute you're living, and then the next minute you're being hit by a distracted driver who can't seem to look up from their phone. Well, if it's any consolation, though, the driver who killed you feels really awful about it. As you can see, your body's been fully restored. Not a single scratch on you. And well, your death was instantaneous, so at least we don't have any of that accident trauma to deal with. I can see that look of confusion on your face. My voice, it probably seems familiar, but you just can't place it, right? Well, that's because it's a combination of many different voices from your past. Some soothing, and some sensual. The culmination of all of the voices of all of the women that you've ever loved. As is my appearance. I know I've got that look that seems so familiar to you. But again, you just can't quite place it. And well, you find that quite irresistible. This isn't really how I look or sound. This? It's just your brain doing that. Well, what used to be your brain anyway. You see, in this realm, you actually have no physical incarnation. This is all just a byproduct of a post-material, non-temporal, transcendental ascendance matrix. But to put it in simpler terms, though, this is what you humans call a soul. Which, by the way, is almost completely and totally wrong. But since you've got neither the experience nor the intellect to actually understand what's going on right now, we'll just stick with soul for the time being. Oh, and time, by the way, that also doesn't exist here. But we'll get to that in a moment. Now, when you hear the term afterlife, the first thing you humans always think about is heaven or hell, which, surprise, surprise, also don't exist. Yet, all of your primitive concepts do have a tiny grain of truth to them. But, as I'm about to explain to you, they are really quite different from anything that your tiny human minds can comprehend. So, let's get started, shall we? There. Did you feel that? I can see that you did. That was the feeling you loved to chase while you were among the living. I think you called it edging. Fun fact, every culture in the history of humanity has had people just like you. Different names for it, of course, but the idea of finding that point right before an orgasm and just holding yourself there. Well, it's a very long and noble tradition. Men and women, kings and queens, geniuses and fools. Yep, quite common in fact. There's just something so very human about it. The whole concept of being teased and denied. And you can see why things are so complicated. It's wired into your psyche. Heaven and hell. Pleasure and torture. That wonderful feeling. That desperate need for completion that just never comes. It's like eternity itself, always moving toward the end, but never quite arriving. And that edge you just felt, that was what you perceive as one single second. But as I told you, time doesn't exist here. However, since that's the only way that you can make sense of things here, It's what we have to work with. Time. It's your meter stick to measure everything with. Without time, nothing makes sense to you. And now... There. Oh, more squirming. How wonderful. That was 2 seconds, and you may have noticed something else. Images, thoughts, feelings, all flashing through your mind. It can be hard to see it at first. After all, it's a lot to process. But those are your memories. Memories of every woman you've ever loved or lusted after. Some of them you knew, while others were just fantasies. Some were even girls from movies, TV shows, or magazines. For the moment, you're just getting tiny glimpses. But as these moments grow longer and longer, they'll develop more and more into focus. What do you mean by, what am I doing to you? Hold on. It's just about that time again. There. 4 seconds. Do you see the pattern yet? That sensation of edging is doubling, lasting longer and longer each time. That one seemed to have a much stronger effect. Just look at your cock. Throbbing, swollen, leaking, all from just a few seconds. Now, to answer your question before, I'm not doing anything to you. You are doing it to yourself. I'm just here to monitor you and, well, let's face it, enjoy your torment. Oh yes, torment. Your brain is beginning to manifest all sorts of devious and delicious torments. Things far more diabolical than anything I could create. I'm just here as a witness. I watch, enjoy, and feed off the torture. But the torture itself? Well, that's all you. You see? From time to time, thoughts pop into your head. All manner of thoughts. Fears, desires, fantasies, and torments. And you won't be able to help yourself. Heaven and hell are not things that we create for you. Rather, they're just the things that you create for yourself. And now... Eight seconds. Oh my, that was delicious. I could really feel that one. It's growing stronger, isn't it? More intense? The frustration, the desperation, the need, and the hunger. And to make it all even worse, when you look into my eyes, you see every woman that you have ever wanted looking right back at you. Yeah, so close, yet just out of reach. Oh, those thoughts of yours, so dirty. But I'm starting to feed off of you now, too. Oh, how delicious. You naughty human. Oh, and the way that you're looking at me. Oh, I love it. I can see that desire, the need in your eyes, and the hunger. Aww. Now just look at that. Right as you are ready to reach out and touch me, look at what appeared. Cuffs around your wrists and ankles. And do you know why? because it's what you crave deep down inside, not to touch me, but to want to touch me, and to not be able to. One of those little tricky, intrusive thoughts. You know, there is a difference between what you think you want and what you really, really want. And here in the afterlife, we can always tell the difference. But you can lie to yourself all you want. Like now, for example. You think you want me to touch me, to kiss me, to fuck me. But as it draws me closer to you, until we're practically touching, so very, very close, that you can feel the warmth of my body. If only your hands were free. But they aren't, are they? Let you go? You still don't understand, do you? I'm not doing any of this. You are. And you can free yourself anytime you'd like to. All you have to do is truly want it. You simply have to banish from your mind every thought and desire of being bound, teased, and denied. Just completely purge yourself of your need for torment, and you can have anything you want. But something tells me that no matter how bad it gets for you, you won't be able to do that, will you? Because this is who you are at your core. Oh, would you look at that? Seconds. It doesn't really sound like a long time, does it? But that feeling of edging, it isn't like other forms of pleasure, is it? No. You're so used to a slow build-up, and then just a moment of that edge before it all disappears. Holding that edge, though? Well, that isn't so pleasant, is it? No. But it is what you're thinking about. Eternal teasing. Infinite torture. And tell me, what did you see? Your first love, maybe? Smiling? Laughing? Enjoying your torment? It just makes it sink in deeper, doesn't it? I could feel it too, you know. But unlike you, I drink it in, and I never want it to stop. I could feel your distress, your confusion, and you wanted to touch it so very much. But those cuffs there make it impossible, now don't they? What? You want me to touch your cock? I know you do. But you really need to keep things like that to yourself. Because now, while we wait, that is all you're going to be able to think about. My hands. My lips. My pussy. Oh, and my voice. It's getting worse, isn't it? Almost like an obsession. Your thoughts becoming more and more invasive. And just trying to escape from them makes them even worse. Oh, and the more that you beg, the closer I get. Until, you see, a nice big gag in your mouth. I will say that it does make your eyes more expressive, and I do quite like that. But now, you can't even beg. Do you even understand what just happened? You let the thought slip out, and then it became real. You simply imagined me taking away the ability for you to even beg. And now? Well, you can see. I will say, though, that gag you were thinking about is filling your mouth quite nicely. Locked on you. And now your little human mind is thinking, if I can cause it to appear, I can wish it away. Which is true, and I promise that you can, if that's really what you want. If it's truly your heart's desire. But to do that, you need to wish it all away. All of those dreams and dirty desires. All of the love you've felt for those dark and twisted things. But until you do that, it will just keep getting worse and worse for you. Oh, just about time. Oh my, that was a good one. We're up to 32 seconds now. And that might seem like a long time to edge. But really, it's nothing. About half of what you humans call a minute. Was it worse than you imagined? Do you want it to stop? Or keep getting worse? Because each time the duration of that feeling is going to double, the next time will be over a minute, and then two, and then four, and eventually it becomes hours, and then days, weeks, months, years. Don't worry though, once we get to a year, we'll give you a month to recover. One of those nice little things about the human mind is that it's actually quite resilient. And during that period of time, you can almost recover completely. After that, though, it won't be long until you build up to an entire lifetime. And then, eventually, many lifetimes. And every time you will get a break. But each time you recover, more and more will slip out. And that will become part of your next lifetime of edging. Oh, and you will struggle so hard. Trying everything, desperate to keep your mind blank. Thinking only of pure and wholesome thoughts. Oh, but it won't last. No, it never lasts. No matter how hard you try. And eventually, you'll give away another secret, another fantasy, something dark and twisted, perhaps pain or humiliation, maybe even denial or rejection. And then you will feel it, and you will live it, and finally, you will become it. For a lifetime, or more. And you'll edge, and you will suffer, until you feel like you're losing your damn mind. And then, when you wake back up again, I'll be here, as every woman you have ever loved or dreamed of, watching you, feeding on you, and relishing in your torment. And you'll try to beg me for mercy, for help, to free you. And each time, I will remind you that I'm not the one who's doing any of this. It is you. Only you. You only have yourself to blame, and you can free yourself at any time you'd like. But those thoughts of yours, those twisted, depraved thoughts, they'll never stop, will they? In fact, I bet that they'll just keep getting worse and worse. And the truth is, you will never be free of them, because this is who you are for all of eternity.